doing it down in that soul. Damn that funky soul.
Luisteraars, welkom bij Funky Nassau van donderdag 23 maart. Het is 8 uur geweest. Ik zit hier heerlijk in de studio. Ik ben jullie host Jarmo FM. En vandaag gaan we weer een uitzending lekker Engels praten. Want ik heb weer hele leuke gasten bij mij in de studio zitten. Ik wil ze welkom heten bij deze La Banda Fantastica. Welcome to the studio, man. Thank you for being here. I have in the studio with me Jonathan en Ruben van La Banda Fantastica. You're a cumbia band, of course.
Yes.
And your band is consisting of a lot of different nationalities. Maybe you can first tell me something about yourself. To start with you, Jonathan.
Yes. Well, that's right. I'm Jonathan. I'm from Mexico. And we're from La Banda Fantastica, which we are this kind of collective from... three different countries. Well, no, now four actually.
Okay.
Chile, Argentinian, Mexican, and Netherlands as well. So mostly we play cumbia from Latin America in general. We play Mexican, Colombian, Chilean cumbia as well.
Mm-hmm. So maybe even let's just continue to Ruben first.
Yes.
Hey, hello. Hey,
welcome, man.
From Buenos Aires, Argentina. Good evening.
So tell me something about yourself, Ruben.
About me?
Yeah, man.
Well, I'm I'm a percussionist from the band. I play in the band from the beginning. Say 10 years ago, more or less.
So La Banda Fantastica is already existing for 10 years.
For 10 years.
Or did you have like a jubilee party?
We are having. Every party is...
Okay. Maybe tomorrow. But yeah. We'll get back to that soon. Anyway, but you guys, you're the percussionist and Jonathan, you're the bass player. But you also play other instruments, right?
I play mostly bass, but we have to make a little change now. So I'm a guitarist now.
And you also do vocals, right?
I do vocals also. Yeah, we are now 7 actually in the band. Mm-hmm. So I play now the guitar, I'm sing, and we have a singer as well, and saxophone, 2 percussions, Ruben and Rodrigo, and the Daniel from Chile and the bass. And Takuri from Chile is also singing, and David in the saxophone. So yeah, right.
7 guys.
Right now we make bigger. Yeah.
And so you are originally from Mexico.
Yes.
Rumi, you're from Argentina.
From Argentina.
And one was from Chile.
Yes.
And there's also a Dutch guy playing in the band.
Yeah. Now the saxophone player is from here, from Amsterdam.
So. Okay. And so. We're talking about cumbia right now, and cumbia for the people, for our listeners who don't really know what cumbia is. Cumbia is a genre that originated in Colombia. Is that also where the name is from?
Ruben knows.
Yes. Then the name comes from Colombia. Yeah.
So this was the music style
from
Colombia.
An original rhythm from Colombia.
So yeah. So and I read that it originated from. The Spanish music and the African music that morphed together.
Yeah.
And like with European instruments and African rhythms.
Yes.
And you as a percussionist should, probably know.
Yes, but there are like several kinds of cumbia. Cumbia from the sea, from the mountains of Colombia, from the Llano, I don't know. And all of them are tiny bit different with different instrumentation.
So what do you say is the basis of cumbia for musicians?
The basis
is it's the rhythm, right?
Yeah.
Of the, I mean, the rhythm is like it's the heart of the of it. I mean, cumbia is like it's a rhythm, but it's very, very common to hear cumbia in Latin America, for instance.
I went there and I just heard reggaeton, man.
That's also possible.
That's true. That's true. It's changing.
Yeah, well,
here actually in Europe, the last years actually, you can see it's more, even more cumbia, like underground world of cumbia lovers, let's say. Like also in Mexico, for example, I've been there now and it's, reggaeton is the number one, let's say now, but
yeah, for a long time actually.
If you go to any party, like a more traditional party, like family, wedding, whatever, you know, I don't know, the Sunday in the square and city or something, people dance the traditional cumbia, you know, like, not, it's more like old, but now it's back to be like more. Now in Mexico City, for example, there's a lot of cumbia parties, but it's a bit more maybe mixing a bit with electronic cumbia, more
reggaeton as well.
With
and reggaeton as well.
Reggaeton, yeah.
Well, always a present. Bit, a bit.
Yeah, reggae cumbia.
No. Reggae cumbia ton.
So I'm not sure if this is true, but is the accordion is also a big part of cumbia? Well, or is am I wrong?
No, it's true.
And the original cumbia, because it's a very common instrument, but you guys don't have an accordion player, right?
Well, these kind of things in the beginning when we start actually was kind of, we made the idea to play cumbias, but we discovered also a lot of kind of different, kind of cumbias. So any of us play the accordion, and then we actually never really looking for accordionists because we just decide to make the own sound.
I really understand that, because to be honest, if you listen to 2 or 3 hours cumbia after in a row and there's only accordions all the time, like nobody can really, everybody gets a little annoyed after a while, you know, after hearing so much accordion, right? So I think that's actually maybe a good thing that you don't have an accordion player, you know, because it also takes a lot of attention maybe.
Well, for me it's like just, because if you listen the real cumbia, like, you know, like, let's say, like, the old one, it's just
Colombian.
Actually accordion and percussion, not even guitars. It's just the güira, which is the characteristic sound, like the and then you have the accordion, mostly that, and maybe one voice. And then, I don't know, more in the 60s, 70s, you can find cumbia just with guitars and just electric guitars with the same güira thing, but just changing the dynamic, you know. And then the accordion is the most heavy one, like the vallenato, like from Colombia.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to talk more about cumbia because it's one of my favorite genres these days. I'm going to play like a typically cumbia song, I hope, because you guys are the experts. It's Julio de la Osa with the song Pájaro Herido. And I'm not very good at Spanish, so you can help me translate it as well. But
you did well.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Ya por la madrugada se oye cantar el lejano, pájaro enamorado que le canta a su adorada, pájaro enamorado que le canta a su adorada. La suerte mía que me ha dejado sin motivo. Lo mismo es la suerte mía que me ha dejado sin motivo.
Herrido van Julio de la Osa. We gaan verder met El Cumbia Marito van Nacho Paredes. Let's go, peeps. Let's go.
Ardiente que quema como un tizón, y aquí estoy presente con mi grito y mi canción.
Cumbiamberito, cumbiamberito,
ahora sí prendió la cumbia.
Cumbiamberito, cumbiamberito,
la fiesta dura hasta mañana.
Cumbiamberito, cumbiamberito,
que siga y siga la jarana.
Cumbiamberito, cumbiamberito,
yo canto de cima y la samba.
Dat was Nacho Paredes met El Cumbiamberito. En ik zit nog steeds in de studio met La Banda Fantastica. So guys, what is the story of La Banda Fantastica? Because in Dutch it means the fantastic band, I think.
Yes,
right.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it means that. And how did this band came to be?
Well, La Banda Fantastica, yeah. Well, we started as a band playing for a party called Un Cumbia Happening, no?
Cumbia Happening.
Fantastica, Un Cumbia Happening. From...
this was in Amsterdam.
It was, here actually, around the corner in the what is now the Mesrap.
Okay, cool.
It was there.
This is 10 years ago.
This is 10 years ago, exactly, yeah.
We started more like not really officially. I mean, it was just this kind of... We used to play in different bands each other, and then we decided to in the party they want to cumbia band, so we make a cumbia band to the party.
So you guys all originally did not play cumbia?
Not really, you know.
No.
We used to like cumbia, of course, and then that's why we say, because this friend organizer of this party, he just asked us like, okay, I'm looking for making this as a joke a band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everybody, like as a Latin, we love cumbia, so we start basically like that, just to make fun, and we make kind of 10 songs in the beginning or few songs in the middle of the party. We play 7-8 numbers, and then from the first party we play was kind of success, and everybody start to ask, the next party you play again, and
so that's getting invites.
So in the end, after all, we think like, if it's the people actually like the band,
let's start rehearsing.
We should just make it more like to play not just in the party, we can also play in anywhere if we want. So basically the idea was start like that. So we start to play all these classic cumbias made a bit more psychedelic way, or because we don't have accordion and this cumbia instrument. So we have decided just to play guitars and percussions, and that's why we start. That's why the idea.
And what did you guys play before you started Fantastica, the band of Fantastica?
Well, we had several projects, but yeah, we had one in common. It's called Son Cinco. It's Latin American music, it's folk.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice band, very like famous in Amsterdam.
In those days, it was nice.
In those days, yeah. And then we have another band together. It's Guarache Beat. And we had another band also, Pan de Muerto. Yeah.
Yeah, so many bands, man. Musicians are all the same, man.
A few bands.
Yeah, just, it's just... The group of friends, basically, we're changing a bit the dynamic, but we are the same. I mean, with Ruben and me, we play with this band, Son Cinco, which was Latin American folk music, and then Pan de Muerto, which was more or less the same line, Latin mystic American music. And finally, we did the cumbia band, and don't pretend to do anything else, just when I play cumbia, and that's it.
Yeah,
nothing really mystery or whatever.
No, but there aren't a lot of cumbia bands in Amsterdam, right?
I mean, now I think so. I mean, I know some people about DJs or parties. I find a lot now, more than 10 years ago for sure. I mean, was kind of...
Do you mean DJs or bands?
Bands. I have some friends, they also like make maybe some concerts or some special projects cumbia. But like a steady band, I don't know. I don't really know so much, to be honest. I mean, in Amsterdam.
No. And how do you experience Amsterdam as musicians? Because... Live music is not really, doesn't really get a lot of attention in the city, in my opinion.
You think not?
No. Not compared to other cities like Dublin or Barcelona or...
You mean in the underground scenes or something like that?
Well, just at... Just more... There's very little live music in like... I mean, there is a lot of live music in bars, but I think there should be way more. Like here, you have a way bigger electronic scene, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody comes here for the DJs and for the EDM, as they call it. And yeah, I kind of feel that live music has been pushed away a little bit.
Yeah, could be actually. I feel the same sometimes. I mean, for us actually too, because we play every summer or every year, of course, it's a lot of festivals in summer, and not precisely in Amsterdam. It's a bit maybe in Zandam or Utrecht or... You know, some festivals you can find live music, but in the city, in fact, like if you are looking for some gig any weekend, yeah, it's a bit, could be more like just DJs and techno electronic music. And live music, well, I think in summer is a lot of festivals, basically.
That's true. You have the festival season here.
You can find a nice, not super big venue, but like a good venue in places in the north, in DSM, they organize, or in the park, a lot of live music, actually. But it should be like, yeah, summer festival.
Yeah, I feel like it could be a little bit more live music, but yeah.
But I know what you mean. In underground world here, it's difficult to find a nice live music, actually. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, yeah, you get a bit like lost. I mean, you can go to, I don't know, Water Hall and these kind of places when listening covers.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Malo Melo, we used to play a lot in Malo Melo. I mean, we do sometimes.
Yeah, I saw some pictures actually.
Because we like the place, exactly, we want to keep the spirit, like you say, like, okay, want to keep to make more underground anyway. Like, we go to Malo Melo and then it's these kind of places you can find the rock and then the cumbia, like a bit dirty,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, put a little stank on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, one of these underground venues is also Zaal 100, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And you're playing there tomorrow, actually. Yeah. Zaal 100 is a place that has been squatted in 1984, I think, and they have been doing a lot of cultural and musical events there. And they still do, and they still exist. And it's very, as we say in the Dutch, laagdrempelig. So you have a lot of starting artists play there. And you also have a lot of like very experienced musicians that play there. And tomorrow night there, I think there's a benefit gig there. And you guys play there together with Collectivo Carpe Diem, which is South African music. And... have you guys ever played at Zaal 100 before?
Yes. Well, we did.
With Levante Fantastic, I guess.
No, with this band?
Never.
So it's going to be our first time. I always actually hoping to... It's going to be the first time with Levante Fantastic. I used to play and also with other bands. But now it's going to be our first time there as a Levante Fantastic, which we're... Really excited. Actually.
Yeah, and you were invited, right, by an organization to play there.
Yes.
And I think it's like a fanfare, right? It's a group of people.
Yeah, it's an organization to help like activist movement, and which we know because we in Amsterdam, you know, they know us also, and the band like the. Carpe Diem Collective, they are also friends, so they already have this event, so they just invite us to be part of the benefit.
Yeah, and it's a benefit for Uganda, right?
Yes.
Uganda, yeah.
And it's a benefit to also have people in Uganda have a basic income, which... which I'm kind of pro. I'm pro basic income. Everybody should get a basic income.
Yeah,
so I'm honest. Yeah, I can honestly say that. Mm-hmm. Soon there has to be a lot, but yeah, just some money to where you can live up. Well, I mean, still here because in Amsterdam you need at least €2,000, man, for to live for. Yes. If you want to be able to like rent a house and stuff, but yeah, well, the people in Uganda definitely need it. And so tomorrow it's at 8:30 p.m. 8:30 s'avonds gaan de deuren open in zaal 100 en dan kan je voor een tientje kan je La Banda Fantastica, dus echt keiharde cumbia en Collectivo Carpe Diem kan je in zaal 100 zien optreden. En het is ook nog een benefiet voor Uganda en het is een tientje entree. En je moet altijd cashgeld meenemen. Want we zijn ook pro cash money bij zaal 100 natuurlijk. Dus nou weet je dat even. So guys, tomorrow you're playing at zaal 100. And you probably have a lot of other gigs this summer.
Sure. Yeah.
You probably play at the Longeville Festival again. Hopefully.
Yes, we're gonna be there.
I'll book you. If you don't play, I'll book you there, man. But, so you guys probably also have been to Ruigoort a lot? Or played at Ruigoort?
Yeah, we did also, yeah, a few times. By the way, also we do the 5th of May, right?
Liberation Day.
Yes, we're gonna play 5th May in the Westerpark.
Oh, and nice. The commemoration, the Liberation Day, so...
Liberation Day Festival.
It's gonna be huge, you know, every year it's nice. Yeah. Festival there, so.
All right, well, that's a very nice gig, man.
Yeah,
that's actually my front yard, so I'll definitely come see you guys.
Well, everybody's welcome. I mean,
and that's like a public.
Yeah, it's free.
It's free. Right?
Yeah, totally free.
Okay, so it's already 8:30, so we're already halfway through the show. So I want to play some because you just mentioned it, some psychedelic cumbia. I got Los Dinas with Sampusana. Do you have any idea what I said?
La Sampusana.
La Sampusana. Sampusana. What is Sampusana?
It's a place. From a place. A girl from a place.
Oh, well, I mean, this is Amsterdam, man. You can say everything, but I would say it's probably...
It's from some...
It's from cumbia from a place.
Okay.
Let's go. Classic.
Los Dinos. Oh man, I already forget how to pronounce it, man.
Los Dinos.
Yeah, Los Dinos, I can, but Sampuesana. Sampuesana.
Sampuesana.
Sampuesana. Oh yeah, you have to say pue. Sampuesana. So, I'm in here with a Mexican and an Argentinian. What is the big difference between Mexico and Argentina?
I think Argentina have two World Cups. Three.
It's always about football.
Saludos para todos los campeones ahí, aprovechando el momento.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. The Argentinians know.
Well, that Mexico is full of Mexicans. There's difference. We have plenty of difference, but...
Well, if you start to think, you know, we're more than as far away between the countries as
North Americans and we are South America.
Yeah, Mexico is actually part of North America.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we share, of course, the language, but, you know, in Mexico, for example, we really have a lot of influence from Argentina, like music and, you know, mostly actually, music.
I saw something about this yesterday. You have the Meridian Pass, like this part between what is it, Panama and Colombia, where you can't cross. There's no road.
Yeah. Between Panama and Colombia, you cannot cross by.
They wanted to build a Pan American Highway.
Yeah,
and they completely finished it, only that part. It's like 100 kilometers.
Yeah.
And there's no road and you cannot really cross it. You cannot cross it with a car.
I just saw that because it's too difficult to build something there, they say. So it's sense to spend.
Yeah, and it's also there. You have to have indigenous people living there and it's going to be a lot of environmental hell. Yeah, it's going to do a lot of environmental damage. So, yeah, I don't think maybe that road is never going to be built.
No, but it's far away anyway. I mean, for me, Argentina is actually, you know, one of my, dreams. I don't know. Like, I wish to go soon. I want to really know that, you know.
You want to go where?
Argentina, for example.
Yeah. You've never been there?
No. Actually, it's one of the countries I really want to visit because, I like Argentina. I mean, you know, Mexican, Argentinian, we have always this, not fight, but, you know, in Latin America, we have this...
Yeah, like we have with the Germans.
We are fans from each other, you know. We watch a lot of Mexican programs since we are child, really small.
Yeah.
And they, listen to rock and roll, Argentinian rock and roll as well,
Argentinian folk music, you know.
Folk.
Actually, a cumbia now.
Melodic music as well, all this.
So, yeah, this also, by the way, I wanted to ask this. I also read somewhere that cumbia there's a story that cumbia also used to be music for funerals. Is that true?
I'm not really sure. I cannot answer
Mexico
you.
Mexico can be, no?
Yeah. Mexico could be, actually. In Mexico, they make parties to everything in cumbia, so could be. I'm not really sure, to be honest, but... I don't know. The cumbia now, for example, in Argentina is one of my favorites because it's a cumbia villera.
Cumbia villera.
It's that we call to Argentinian cumbia.
Yeah.
And it's a bit acid one, you know, it's unique, really heavy one. It's more like a syntec effect and all these people living in the... You know, in the peripheric area of the city.
Yeah. It's more hard. It's more rough.
Yeah, tough.
But
it's more underground.
Good cumbia,
Yeah, so you're from a very big city, right?
Let's say.
Yes, you're from a very big city, right?
Yes, I'm from a little bit away from the center of the city, but 20 kilometers away.
And what was the name of the city again?
I come from José León Suárez, which is 21 kilometers from the center of Buenos Aires.
Okay, so it's
from
suburb,
where the cumbia comes from.
Okay, the Argentinian
more
cumbia.
More or less, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because you have there is Argentinian cumbia is like a new, it's like a new genre of cumbia almost, right?
Yeah, it has like a bit more than 20 years, more than 20 years.
And what would you say is like one of the things about Argentinian cumbia that makes it different from Colombian cumbia or Mexican cumbia?
Well, yeah, it comes from, in Argentina, the cumbia is something super, super popular. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning, everybody hated cumbia because it was coming from the marginal part of Buenos
Aires.
Yeah, from poor people, yeah. But anyways, it became really fucking popular anyways.
Do you know Dutch folk music? Also has a lot of accordions.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess that's why Dutch people like cumbia so much.
Oh, really?
I guess. It's really this kind of brown cafe music.
Yeah. I'm personally not really a fan of it. Like, after I had 20 beers, I probably am, but
it's typical the old man with the accordion and everybody singing in the bar. And
yeah, well, I mean, that's even like the good version of it, you know.
Well, I like it actually, to be honest.
I mean, it can be fun, man. It can be fun. Okay, let's play some.
We are
music.
Thinking to make a cover, Andre Hasse's cumbia version, actually.
Man, it's gonna, I can already tell you, it's gonna
be successful. Oh, we did it for fun once.
Yeah, we did it once.
Oh yeah, you did? You sang it?
Not really. I tried it. I was part of the chorus, but I was not just solo me singing. No. Yeah.
Oh, you did backups.
But I tried it.
Well, who
I
was singing?
And a Dutch
friend. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh man.
We should.
Fun. You're a little bit too late with this idea because one of my other friends, he's actually here next week. He's Paul from the Amsterdelics, and he also started. Well, this is not Andre Hazes actually, but this is Johnny O'Dan. Ska and Rocksteady.
Ah, really?
It's called The Borders. Yeah, it's also genius because they mix old Johnny O'Dan liedjes. You know Johnny O'Dan?
Yeah.
He's great. Like from all the Dutch folk music, I think he's one of the best. And he just made a ska Rocksteady.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's nice, man. But cumbia, man, Andre Hazes cumbia. Man, you got to be the first, man. So, I can't wait till that happens.
Soon.
Maybe tomorrow we're going to get a little...
well, tomorrow depends what happened tonight.
Okay, I want to play one more psychedelic cumbia song. It's Juaneco y su combo. And I forgot to write this whole song down. It's Perdido en... Espacio.
Perdido en el espacio.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yeah, right? What does it mean?
I'm lost in the space.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that sounds very psychedelic. Let's go.
Yes. We'll be right back.
luistert naar Funky Nassau hier bij Radio Salto. Ik heb hier La Banda Fantastica bij mij hier zitten. We hebben het heel gezellig. En je kan ons sowieso volgen op Instagram, La Banda Fantastica. En ook op Facebook, La Banda Fantastica. En ze spelen natuurlijk morgen in zaal 100 samen met Carpe Diem. Benefiet voor Oeganda. Dus wees daarbij, 8:30, Witte Straat 100. Let's go! So, this is also a question I want to ask you guys. How did your destiny bring you to this lovely city of Amsterdam?
Boy, I think it's a pretty different answer.
That's what I love to hear, man. I hate to get to the same answers, man.
When I came here, let's say 2 months before coming here, I never ever thought about coming here. So
no, and never really been here before.
Never been here before. Like I had a grandmother here, Dutch. But
okay, so you had Dutch really family.
Like, I had only her, mm-hmm, and all her family.
So you said your grandmother, right?
My grandmother, mm-hmm, yeah. So, but that was not the reason why, okay, I came here.
That was more a coincidence.
Just a comment. basically I came with friends from Spain. I was in Spain at the moment. I came here to make a band, which was called Ay Juana. It was a band from the 2003 till 2006 lasted. And yeah, well, it was a bit of an adventure kind of thing. Like, yeah, come here and everything was kind of arranged. So I had a house when I arrived. So that was pretty good.
Well, here in Amsterdam, you mean?
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes. I arrived with a house.
Okay, so nice. But you were planning on like doing a band in Spain,
and no, suddenly, at the moment I was in Spain, and some friends came from Argentina.
Yeah,
they were going to study here in Amsterdam for 3 years, mm-hmm, Technica Alexander whatever, and so we used to play in Buenos Aires together. We had another band called Manzana de Tierra.
Yeah. And they just moved to
Europe and hey, what are you doing here in Spain? Nothing. Okay, come with us. So I came here and we started playing straight away. It was cool. So yeah, and then all the rest happened.
The rest is history. You, Jonathan.
History. Well, I don't know. I don't know how to answer. Sometimes people ask me and suddenly happened, basically. I mean, I just came because the same. I was in Mexico and my brother actually came first here before me. So he was a bit lonely and sad. And he invited me, like, why you come pass by to see how it works? We both play music, actually. So he also make a band and he just invited me, like, okay, you know, it's nice if you come and we need somebody to play the bass, and I want you come also to see Europe. So I just came to visit him. In the end, you know how it works. I mean, I came for 3 months and then I met a girl. I started to play Stairway also with the band. Everything was exciting. It still is, but in those days, you know, I was like, okay, maybe I can stay a bit more. And that a bit more gets to forever. Well, till now, you know, like a few years already. Yeah. So, but I also because I like it here, you know. Otherwise, I didn't stay. I just decided to stay because I started to meet people, like the musicians, artists.
Yeah, man, there's a lot happening here.
Yeah. So for me, it was a really open my eyes to kind of, yeah, new world, new things. So.
And then where were you from in New Mexico, actually?
Also, because I'm from the North Mexico. It's called Torreón, Coahuila. It's in the East North Mexico. I mean, it's the less touristic city you can find in Mexico. You
so
know.
Mexico has a very weird geography, right? There's most people of Mexico just live in this place where the temperature is not too humid.
Yeah, mostly mostly quite a lot of people live in the center, South Mexico.
It's also higher, right?
Yeah, and then if you go to the north, just more close to the border with the states, it's just desert, actually, big desert. So, yeah, you can see less population there. I mean, the cities.
So, and that's where you're from.
Yeah, I'm from the desert. So, you know, Mexico City for me was kind of really adventure, really far away because it's quite big country. So,
yeah.
For me, it's more close Texas than Mexico City.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of this landscape.
You're a little American.
No, not at all.
No gringo.
No, but that's what I mean. In the north, you are a bit more isolated. Like, okay, my city is in the middle of the desert and it's too hot. It's a lot of industry, of course. And, you know, it's a quite big city, but it's not so much culture. Compared with South Mexico, let's say. Yeah, so, yeah. Also for me to be here was a bit like big contrast.
So you both decided to stay here?
Yes.
Yeah, we kind of like it. Yeah.
Yeah, you can start learning some Dutch, man.
We never.
I'm trying now.
I speak for myself, but I never got to speak good Dutch here because I live in Amsterdam. You know, everybody speaks English, and
I know.
But well, I have to speak Dutch now about bureaucracy.
I mean,
things.
It depends. If you really are gonna stay eventually, then I would say yes. But if you, most people, they don't come here and they don't know that they're gonna stay. So I mean, it's such a.
But that's happened to me. But I feel really ashamed now, to be honest. If you ask me, I mean, of course, I know some. I can talk a bit and say some words and.
Yeah.
But. I feel shame to, especially with all these people. I don't know. I mean, I feel just have the responsibility now to actually to speak Netherlands, you know?
Well, don't worry about it. Everybody speaks English here anyway.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Bah, well.
Next time, I'm going to have you guys on the show. We can do a little Dutch.
Yes.
Or
Spanish.
You're going to play me André Hazes in Cumbia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. The next time we came
more
to play.
Yes.
Would be nice, man. To play, actually.
Yeah. No. So, yeah, I definitely want to have you over another time and then maybe do some live music because we can here. And if people who are listening right now are interested in hearing La Banda Fantastica play, they're playing tomorrow at Zaal 100. Spelen morgen Zaal 100. Om 8:30 s'avonds, Witte Straat 100. Neem cash mee, tientje entree. En hele mooie muziek van La Banda Fantastica. Wat de cumbia is natuurlijk. Wat we deze hele uitzending hebben gedraaid. En Carpe Diem, wat de Zuid-Afrikaanse funk rock. Dat is een beetje.
Eigenlijk rock, a bit rocky. Yeah. South America, no, African.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing, gezellig.
It's quite a big orchest, actually.
Alright. Jonathan and Ruben, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you to you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the invitation.
You're very welcome. And we had lots of fun. And we have one more song that we can play.
Okay.
It's an Argentina cumbia song, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything to say about this song?
Well, it's a classic.
It's a classic.
Okay.
It sounded quite new though, but you said it's already from.
Yeah, well, yeah, but yes, it's difficult to find well, this is cumbia villera. It's a style that is made like more electronic, more with electronic sounds.
A little bit more.
So yeah, it sounds modern, even it's like, I think it's 20 years old or something like that.
That's, no, yeah, that's not new anymore.
No. It's not new, but you know, this kind of,
but still sounds
all like the movement is still strong there.
Yeah, because most, and I play, I'm an old soul man. I play way more old music than new music. But yeah, I think all the music I played is probably all before 1980.
Yeah.
Which is like more than 40 years old. So, Jesus, man. Yeah, we're getting old, man. But anyway, man, to our listeners, lieve luisteraars, fijne avond. We zien jullie morgen bij La Banda Fantastica. In Zaalmonden, yes. Samen met Carpe Diem voor Uganda. En we gaan afsluiten met Supermercado. Supermercado, right?
Supermercados.
Yes.
Oh, Mercados.
Mercados.
Met La Lata. Lieve mensen, fijne avond. Dit was La Banda Fantastica. Volg ze op...
Saludos, cumbieros.
La Banda Fantastica.
Hasta luego.
All right, let's go.
Si tu viejo zapatero... En el barrio todos los pibes me andan buscando. Ya se enteraron que anoche me rastré de la casa del zapatero una lata de PVC.
Bebe, yeah. Ser.